Okay. This time I think it's going to work. We've recalibrated the singularity lens, so there's no reason this should fail. For the first time in human history, we'll be able to look into alternate universes, and in real time. There, we're at least getting something other than static. But it looks like an empty field. It's maybe a universe where this lab was built somewhere else. Or maybe humans never evolved. Save the coordinates. I want to try to find one closer to ours. There we go. Or at least, there you go. It looks like you're working on that atomic decoupler. Maybe this version of you will have better luck. Sorry. I couldn't resist teasing you. Bookmark this one too. It's my turn now. Log on to my biosignature and try to find one with me nearby. Wait, go back. I think we had one. There's an image, but it's blurry. Foggy. Zoom in more. What's with the fog? Enhance the image? I think I see something now. Oh, God. At least turn your back while I find another universe. And if this footage of the other me showering ever makes it out of this room, you are a dead man. Let's jump ahead to phase two. We know this works. Let's try to find another universe where they also created our cross-dimensional imager. If we can find one, we should be able to link wormholes and have two-way communication. So, look for our biosignatures in close proximity. It took the two of us to develop this technology in our universe, so finding another universe where we're working together seems to be our best bet. There. That's a strong signal. It may make it harder to disengage once we lock on, but if it's a universe with our invention in it, we'll want to stay a while. Wait, what the hell is that pink blur? Zoom out a little bit. Is that someone's ass? It's not mine, that's for sure. It's got to be yours. Are we in a shower again? Chill out. We just need to orientate ourselves for tuning purposes. It's not so funny now when it's your body on display, is it, mister? I'm going to zoom out a little more. It would help if the other you would keep their ass still. Huh, that's not a shower. What the hell are you doing? Who the hell are you? Oh my fucking god! Go to a different universe, now! We're locked? Then at least stop recording until we can override! Oh god. And stop watching us! I mean, them. Sorry. Of course we have to look a little bit. The controls are overlaid on the display. We'll try to look at just the readings then, and get us set to a new universe. Go to the nearest one from here, please. Damn it! Why aren't we on a different universe? And why did her hair change color? Oh, this is a new universe. I can't say I understand why we're there, still doing it. Although I am kind of digging me with that hair color. Let me just take a severely cropped screen cap of this real quick for future reference. And we're good. Next universe, please. Oh, come on. The coordinates are changing. Why are we still doing that? Keep going. Again. And again. Ugh. What the hell? Is there a universe where we aren't fucking? I can understand a few, given non-zero probabilities and infinite divergent realities, but it's not like you're even attracted to me. Well, I don't know. You've never hit on me. Not that that would be professional of you, but me? I guess, given what we've seen, the possibility I'm attracted to you in some extremely minor way is possible. Oh, great. In this one, I'm on top. Actually, in the last... Holy shit! 37? We've been through that many cowgirl universes already. Wait, stop it! Look! We're in the control room in this one. The male subject has the female subject bent over the console. This console, they have wormhole technology too. We can talk to them when they're finished. They do seem to be enjoying themselves, at least. A lot. Can you imagine us doing that? And risking damaging this delicate equipment? Just wantonly having sex in the control room with most of our clothes still on? Fucking like animals? But we're already doing it in so many universes. It's as if the entire multiverse wants us to have sex. I guess I kind of want us to have sex too. Just a little. Maybe we should do it just once, just to resolve all this awkward sexual tension. Does that sound fair? Oh, fuck. Oh, this isn't very scientific anymore, is it? Two scientists with genius-level IQs and multiple PhDs groping each other like two horny teenagers. Oh, but watching us, all of us having sex in all those other worlds. Oh, it was like watching all movies of ourselves. Oh, and it built such lust. But it was already there to begin with, wasn't it? Bend me over the controls, just like you're doing to me on the screen, and in an infinite number of other universes. Oh, oh, yeah. There. I had one more universe where we are fucking to the total. Why fight what is obviously meant to be when we both want it so bad? Oh, be careful. Don't damage our delicate equipment here. The controls, I mean. My equipment isn't all that delicate. Or if it is, I don't care anymore. Fuck my delicate equipment as hard as you want. Oh, my hand triggered the controls. They're drifting now. Cycling through multiple universes every second. On every thrust. And we're fucking in every single one. All the details are sometimes different. But the outcome will always be the same. An infinite number of yous fucking an infinite number of me's. Moving towards an infinite number of simultaneous orgasms. Feel all those other me's climaxing at the same time. Almost like we were one person. What the hell is that? An alarm? What'd I break? No. Wait. We've got a carrier lock from another universe. We've been connected for minutes now. They're already on the screen. Hi. You're probably wondering about what you just saw. You both seem kind of shocked. Here's the thing. You obviously haven't fucked yet. You haven't even considered the possibility. But you really, really should. And change your hair color. But fuck first. You really do want to. Trust me. I know you better now than I used to know myself.